Anyhow, I did a very rare thing this week. I actually went into the sales department of this radio station and asked them to sell a particular sponsor time on this show so that I could do the commercial. Now, you know, I'm sort of like basically a kind of an a-commercial kind of guy. I'm not anti-commercial because, after all, it's a commercial radio station. It's what pays the bills. But I don't ever go out of my way to try and get commercials on the show. But last week, the station was doing some sort of a Brother P-Touch day where they were giving away lots of Brother P-Touch labeling systems. It was a whole day of this. And I was listening to it, and I was thinking, I should do Brother P-Touch commercials because I am probably the most extraordinary user of Brother P-Touch is anywhere within the vicinity of K-Rock. Now, Ian and Justin and Andy from Delamitri, do you guys know what a Brother P-Touch...
No,
you guys don't know, huh? Well, now, I don't have mine with me tonight, but I can show you something. I can show you a sample of what this thing does. This is, it's a label maker. Now, you know those old-fashioned label, those squeezy things, right?
Yeah.
You guys have
the
wheel.
Something
They're
something.
Awful. They're just horrible stuff. And
there's an episode of The Simpsons where Bart gets one and he puts it on his radio.
And then he throws his radio down the well.
That's
down
when
the
well. Stinging it. That's we're sending our love down the well.
That's right. Anyway, we know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about. Oh. What I'm talking about, the Brother P-Touch replaces that.
Right.
The Brother P-Touch it takes that concept of making labels, stick-on labels, and brings it into, like, the modern age.
Right.
Brings it into the computerized. It's this little keyboard, right? And you type in all the information that you want on the label, and you choose the font and the size of the letter, and you can change the color of the tape and everything else. Then you push a button. You push a button that says print, and this thing comes out. The label comes out. And then you just sort of cut it off, and you peel it. Now, I want to show you part of my collection, my DAC collection of live performances on the show, right? Which I have been labeling for the last X number of months with a Brother P-Touch. I want you to look at how gorgeous this looks.
You realize this is some kind of a psychological condition you have here.
Now look at these. Just look at the collection.
That is beautiful. Whoa. I noticed you haven't used any Gothic script.
No, just all plain, normal, everyday script.
You realize that's not actually very 90s and it's not very high tech. What would be high tech would be a personal barcode maker.
A personal barcode.
And then
maker.
You could just barcode everything in your house, and you could barcode all your clothes, and everything would just be completely computerized. You could do a stock take of the contents of
P-Touch
your wardrobe in seconds.
Does P-Touch have one of those?
No, they don't.
They make barcodes.
They
really?
Don't.
Yeah, they print barcodes.
But weren't you impressed by the sight of that? I mean, it's not like all handwritten and scribbled and everything.
I have
really,
to be honest.
It looks nice.
I have to give you an honest no. I know you're obviously rooting to get this commercial, but I have to tell you.
No,
I'm
I've already
impressed.
Got. I got the commercial. We're doing it right now, as a matter of fact.
This is a commercial.
It, yeah.
Well, Delamitri, I'm not impressed. I'm sorry.
Don't buy it.
You weren't impressed with my labels?
Not at all, no.
Oh, have you ever seen my handwriting?
Ah.
If I showed you my handwritten labels, then you'd be even less impressed.
Okay. But I'm pretty sure a psychiatrist would be very interested.
Now listen, with a Brother P-Touch, you can label anything. There's virtually limitless creative possibilities. And just because Delamitri wasn't impressed doesn't mean that your friends and neighbors, when they walk into your house and they see your collection of tapes, won't be impressed.
Now tell us this, we could a Brother P-Touch do us up something nice and large to stick on a bass drum, like a band logo for a bass drum? Or
yes, they
not,
could. Yes, they could. Because they go from the tape is from a quarter of an inch to an inch.
Right.
So an inch is, that's pretty big. I mean, it's not big enough for like a huge bass drum. I mean, they can't make like a huge song.
So maybe like a little jazz band with a small bass drum.
Yeah, I mean, I label all my carrying cases and stuff with it. I put my name on everything. I'm like the wild, mad Brother P-Touch guy, you know?
Like it's the property of Vince Scalzo.
That's it, see? See, there you go. Everybody knows that's my microphone. Look at this, see?
Headphones,
I have
everything.
You have the biggest Swiss Army knife in the world.
And what does it say on this Swiss Army knife in a Brother P-Touch label?
It says Vince.
It says Vince, right? See, I label everything.
Is that the one with the watch on it?
No, this one doesn't have a watch, but it does have a...
I know it's Vins is right beside the corkscrew, so maybe that's to remind you that that's what you do with the corkscrew. You open Vins.
You mean wine?
Vin.
Oh, vin. I get you. But if you're an anal... obviously, the guys from Delamitri are just not as anal as I am.
No.
Well, we're anal in different ways.
Yeah. See, I'm anal in that I...
How many ways are there to be anal?
Well, there's anally retentive and there's other anal... Is it anally non-retentive? That could be equally anal.
I actually stole my Brother Pete Touch from my wife because she had one at her work, at her office, and nobody ever used it.
Right.
So I was hanging out one day, and I started playing with it, and it's great to play with. I mean, because it's like a really cool little toy, as well as being, you know, versatile and useful and all that. And I said, does anybody...
What are you getting for this?
I said, does anybody use this? And she said, no. I said, well, can I borrow it? And she said, okay, you can borrow it, because I got all these tapes I want to label.
Well, the stealing of it shows an irreverence, which shows that you're not completely gone.
Thank you. I stole it, and I've owned it now for a year. I never gave it back. The Brother Pete Touch.
That's a sign of health. Maybe maybe there is recovery.
Let me do some official Brother Pete Touch stuff here. Prints up to 5 lines on tape from a quarter inch to an inch in 10 type styles, 7 sizes, 3 widths, 11 barcodes. Oh, it does do barcodes. Oh, because that's the newer one, the one that I don't have. The Brother Pete Touch electronic labeling system. Over 1 million of them are in existence. Blah, 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 blah. Brother Pete Touch is available at Staples, Office Max, J&R Music World, Sears Brand Central, Nobody Beats the Wiz, PC Richard and Sons, EPC has popped up again, and other fine dealers. And you can call toll-free 1-800-8-BROTHER to get a free CD coupon, because they're celebrating the fact that there are over 1 million of these in use by giving away a free CD of million-seller hits, it says here, from the 80s and 90s to everyone who purchases a P-Touch now. Anytime after November of 94, which was several months ago. So you call them at 1-800-8-BROTHER and tell them you heard about it here on Idiot's Delight with Delamitri,
who are not being paid to sponsor this product.
Who are not impressed.
They're not impressed at
all.
I'll
just steal it from your wife.
Why don't you steal it from Vin?
Now, listen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You guys were here a couple of years ago. I promised not to bore you to death by reading an entire chapter of some obscure book about Vietnam, like I did the last time.
We're going to bore you to death.
Okay.